We are Quixie 98.3 with Praise and Shine, and our devotional is titled Dancing Before the Lord. Some years ago, there was a man and his wife, Carol. They visited a small church where, during the worship service, a woman began to dance in the aisle. That woman was soon joined by others, and Carol and her husband looked at each other, and an unspoken agreement passed between them. Not me. They came from church traditions that favor a serious liturgy, and this other form of worship was well beyond their comfort zone. But when you read Mark chapter 14, verses 1 through 9, and if Mark's story of Mary's waist means anything at all, it suggests that our love for Jesus may express itself in ways that others find uncomfortable. A year's wages were involved in Mary's anointing. It was an unwise act that invited the disciples' scorn. The word Mark uses to describe their reaction means to snort and suggests disdain and mockery. Mary may have cringed, fearing Jesus' response, but he commended her for her act of devotion and defended her against his own disciples. For Jesus saw the love that prompted her action, despite what some would consider the impractical nature of it. Jesus said, "Why are you bothering her? She has done a beautiful thing to me." Different forms of worship, informal, formal, quiet, exuberant, represent a sincere outpouring of love for Jesus. Jesus is worthy of all worship that comes from a heart of love. So why is it that some are critical of unfamiliar forms of worship? And how can we change our thoughts about a form of worship that is outside our comfort zone? We bow before Almighty God and worship Him, for He is worthy of the highest praise and adoration. Thank you for listening to Praise and Shine on Quixie 98.3. Stay safe, be well, and God bless.